trying to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Time for your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. We are one step closer to completion of the widening of the Novato Narrows on Highway 101 between Petaluma and Novato. Caltrans must perform a traffic shift that will align the old roadway with a new section. The move will allow for the reconstruction of the northbound road. The work is supposed to take place on Thursday, depending on weather, which right now looks just fine. The project should be complete sometime next summer. This morning, we now know the name of the man killed in a fiery crash on February 16th on Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa. Authorities say 44-year-old Curtis Rissmiller of Glen Ellen died when his BMW went off the road and struck a tree. Today is the much-anticipated solar eclipse, and while only a portion of the sun will be obscured, many in Sonoma County have been eagerly awaiting today. The event will begin at 10:15, reaching its maximum at 11:15, covering 34% of the sun. The show's over by 12:15. The Robert Ferguson Observatory at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park is holding a free watch party open house today from 10 a.m. until noon. Stop by to see a live stream of the full total eclipse in their classroom and engage in some other activities. They will also have eclipse glasses available for sale. In sports, UConn beat Iowa 87-75 to win the women's NCAA basketball championship, capping a perfect season for UConn. Caitlin Clark scored 30 for Iowa in the loss. The men's NCAA championship game is tonight at 6:20. Purdue takes on UConn. And your forecast, today sunny and nice, low to mid-70s. Tonight staying pretty clear, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow sunny and warmer, mid to upper 70s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
What would it take for a plumbing company to earn your trust? Austin here from More Home Services. And let's face it, plumbing and service companies don't always have the best reputation. So to earn your trust, the first thing they need to do is actually answer the phone when you call with a real life person. Then they'd have to send a plumber when you need them, day or night, without charging extra for emergency services. A trustworthy plumber would show up on time, wearing a clean uniform and a name badge, and be able to show you that they passed a background check and drug test. A plumber you could trust would give you a firm quote on the job before starting and clean up after they finish the job. That's exactly the plumber you'll get when you call More Home Services. A plumber you can trust. Call More Home Services right now for all your plumbing needs. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000. Or online at morehomeservices.com.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, guys, a little after 7 o'clock. Time to make it happen. Captain, got a bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Pet Shop Boys, some Belinda Carlisle, Elton John, Kenny Loggins, the Steve Miller Band is on the way, as well as Donna Summer, Hart, and Joan Jett. We're going to rewind the year 1974. All coming up this hour on The Wolf.
We don't need no education.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Shot at a pair of tickets to see Grand Funk Railroad at Grayton Resort and Casino on May 25th. Text the keyword GRAND to 707-636-1027 right now for a chance to win from 102.7 The Wolf. That's GRAND, G-R-A-N-D, to 707-636-1027.
Whispering voice.
Time to get you up to date and up to speed. Another check on the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
A very tough start on southbound 101 trying to get through Petaluma. Traffic sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Not one, but two crashes on southbound 101 at Lakeville Highway 116. They've got one of them cleared now, but there's still one more out there blocking the left-hand lane. And that's why you are in solid stop and go from Petaluma Boulevard north. Westbound 37, typically slow from the Mare Island Bridge out to Skaggs Island Road. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7, The Wolf.
Rewinds 1974. Postal rates go up from 8 cents to 10 cents for a first-class letter. Adults are flocking to see Deep Throat, one of the most famous porno films of all time. In Sonoma County, the Press Democrat reports gasoline is selling for as high as 59 cents a gallon. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. And yeah, somebody hit it on Saturday night, the $1.30 billion. Yes, we're talking about Powerball, which means now that tonight it's going to be down to a minimal $20 million. Not to say that I couldn't take that, but at the same time, I've got about 16 other people that I'm sharing with the pool. So we'll wait till it gets up there again. Mega Millions sitting at $97 million, and that'll be for tomorrow night's drawing.
I've been working so hard, I'm punching my card.